The cold weather never fails to bring oatmeal back to the breakfast table, and everyone has their own preferences. New York Times food writer Mark Bittman recommends making oatmeal at home rather than picking up a sugar-laden cup of oats at McDonald's. The Atlantic's senior editor Ta-Nehisi Coates cooks his oatmeal himself and prefers the stovetop. He recently called microwaved oatmeal blasphemous. Mark Garrison and Dan Pashman, the guys behind the Sporkful Food podcast, are here to give us their take on oatmeal. That's for today's Last Chance Foods. Hi, Mark. Hi, Dan.
Hello.
Hi, thanks for having us.
And we're glad that oatmeal can be discussed at the level of the Atlantic Monthly and the New York Times.
I know,
because
right?
we think it can be that important.
It's very important. I eat oatmeal every day
during
the winter. It's just a staple food for me. But I want to get right in on this debate about rolled oats, quick 1 minute oatmeal, the Quaker oats, quick cooking, and steel cut oats. Dan, your take.
Well, the first thing I'll say, I understand that many people think microwave oatmeal is blasphemous. It's certainly not my first choice. It's not as good as stovetop oatmeal.
But you would eat it?
I would, and I do. And
you tried the McDonald's version, right?
I did try some of that.
And?
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb, Amy. I know we just met, but I think that you, as an oatmeal devotee, would not have been impressed.
Okay, I'm pretty sure that's a safe bet.
It was more like an oatmeal soup. It was like 50% water, and it was as if they cooked it instead of using water or cream or milk, they used simple syrup.
Cream is supposed to be added to it already.
Yeah, there was a slight hint of creaminess, but it more tasted like liquid sugar.
Okay, so tell me about steel cut. Mark, why do people consider that superior? I mean, you certainly pay more for steel cut oats.
Well, part of it, I think, is it has the phrase steel cut, and anything that is steel cut automatically sounds somewhat awesome. So there's that. But basically, I think the main thing, like, so if you want a little Scrabble word, you have the groat, and that's what you get after you take the husk off of the oats. So you could, if you're steel cut, you're basically cutting into like two or three pieces. So you get like larger pieces, firmer texture, and I think more of like the nutty taste. So the rolled oats, they flatten them out, steam them, lightly toast them, and so you get, you know, oat flakes out of that. The big steel-cut oat knock is that, hey, it takes 30 minutes to cook, and it can, but you can cut that to like 8 or 10 minutes if you just pre-soak them the night before. Just like drop them in a little water, and then in the next morning you can have them in 8 to 10 minutes, and they will be steel-cut texture, taste, and everything like that.
So is steel-cut the same as Irish oatmeal? You know, that little can that you spend
McCann's,
$10
yeah.
for Irish oatmeal?
Yeah, McCann's is a big brand of that, and so that's a type of steel-cut, yes.
Okay. Dan, your take on the rolled oat steel cut debate?
I think if you're an oatmeal newbie out there, steel cut just gives you a better margin for error because they're denser and hardier. If you leave it on the stove for a few minutes too long, you're not going to ruin the whole oatmeal. Whereas rolled oats are so thin, there's a smaller window of time when you get to get those things off the stove. They're like the fruity pebbles of oatmeal. You know, if you leave those things in the milk for a second too long, you just have mush, and that's no good.
Mark, you mentioned pre-soak your steel-cut oatmeal the night before to shorten the cooking time. Mark Bittman made the point that you can eat oatmeal without even cooking it. You just soak rolled oats in milk for about 10 minutes. Any other quick preparation tips?
I think McDonald's is proving that to be true, by the way. I mean, there certainly are things that you can do to cook oatmeal faster. They do make the quick cooking oatmeal, which is kind of the happy medium between proper oatmeal and instant oatmeal.
But, you know, I find that the difference is between 5 minutes and 1 to 2 minutes. Big deal. And to me, the quick cooking Quaker oatmeal, just not as tasty. It tends to turn to paste faster.
Yeah, it's very gluish. And I honestly think if you're not going to devote that extra 5 minutes, like if you say we can do it in 10 if we pre-soak them, if you're not going to devote just a little bit of extra time, like maybe you don't deserve oatmeal. Maybe, you know, I mean, there's other things that can happen very, very quickly. I mean, you can have just cold cereal if that's what you want.
Right.
So I think if oatmeal demands like that you respect it and give it just a little bit of your time.
What's the difference between porridge and oatmeal? Stump the Sporkful guys. Is there a difference?
Is oatmeal not just a type of porridge? Because porridge doesn't necessitate like a certain ingredient in it. It's just like the type of like a warm stew. I actually don't know.
So WNYC Last Chance Foods listeners, go on our website. Let us know what you think. Is there a difference between porridge and oatmeal, or are we actually talking about the same thing?
Next week on Last Chance Foods, Goldilocks will be here to weigh in on that.
That's right. Your take on the milk versus water debate.
With oatmeal, I will usually make it with water and then add a little milk at the end. And that's another nice thing, going back to steel-cut oats. When we talk about margin for error, the other good thing about steel-cut oats, and this is a time saver as well, is that it holds up in the refrigerator for a few days. So if you're short on time, you can make a larger portion of steel-cut oats. It won't turn to mush in the fridge after a couple of days, and you can refresh it with a little bit of milk or hot water, stick it in the microwave, and you will still have something that you can sink your teeth into that has that nutty crunchiness even 3 days later.
Dan Pashman and Mark Garrison are the hosts of the Sporkful podcast. To learn more about oatmeal and read about the Sporkful's recommendations for savory oatmeal toppings, click on culture at WNYC.org. I also blog about my Last Chance Foods interviews. Check it out under Amy's Food for Thought. This is WNYC.